This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's military reports what appears to be a brazen attack on Russian cruise missiles being carried by train in the occupied and illegally annexed Ukrainian Crimean Peninsula. Claim could not be independently verified. Meanwhile, Russia plans to hold an informal meeting of the UN Security Council in early April on what it says is the real situation of Ukraine children taken to Russia. The issue had gained the spotlight following International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes related to their abduction. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China's leader may use his Monday Moscow visit to call for a ceasefire in Ukraine to Russia's benefit.
Calling for a ceasefire that does not include the removal of Russian forces from Ukrainian territory would effectively be supporting the ratification of Russian conquest. It would recognize Russia's attempts to seize the sovereign neighbor's territory by force. It would enable Russia to further entrench positions in Ukraine. And a ceasefire now, without a durable solution, would allow President Putin to rest and refit his troops and then restart the war at a time more advantageous to Russia.
French President Emmanuel Macron's government narrowly survived a no-confidence vote.
The outcome was a relief to Macron. A successful no-confidence vote would have sunk his government and killed the legislation, which is set to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64. But the relief could be short-lived. For one thing, the vote was closer than expected. Some 278 MPs voted in favor of the tripartisan no-confidence motion, just 9 short of the 287 needed for it to succeed. In addition, unions and protesters have vowed to carry on with the strikes and protests.
As Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. This is VOA News. The United States is accusing China and Russia of shielding North Korea from any action by the UN Security Council for its unprecedented spate of intercontinental ballistic missile launches, which violate multiple UN resolutions. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told a council meeting Monday that Chinese and Russian obstructionism was encouraging North Korea to launch ballistic missiles with impunity and advance its development of more sophisticated and dangerous weapons. After the meeting, she read a statement on behalf of 8 other council members in South Korea that condemned the launches. China and Russia said ongoing U.S.-South Korea military exercises are exacerbating tensions. The United States continues to build its troop presence in Ghana in an effort to combat terrorism. VOA's Henry Wilkins explains.
Rear Admiral Milton Sands is in charge of United States Special Operations Command Africa.
We are concerned, of course, with the terror threat coming from the north. And Flintlock is absolutely about pulling our partners together to help protect against that threat. I think from the international community, we're really focused on Ghana. Ghana is a center of stability and real capability in coastal West Africa.
Analysts say U.S. security efforts are shifting focus from landlocked countries to the north, like Burkina Faso and Mali, to coastal West Africa. Harry Wilkins for VOA News, Sogokope, Ghana.
If a New York grand jury indicts former President Donald Trump, it would be a legal and historic precedent. So says AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Decision whether to indict former President Donald Trump over hush money payments made on his behalf during his 2016 presidential campaign lies in the hands of a Manhattan grand jury that has been hearing evidence in secret for weeks. Trump denies any wrongdoing and has slammed the Manhattan District Attorney's Office probe as politically motivated. The grand jury has been probing Trump's involvement in a $130,000 shell company payment made to porn actor Stormy Daniels to keep her from going public about a sexual encounter she said she had with Trump years earlier. Trump posted over the weekend that he expects to be taken into custody on Tuesday, but there's been no public announcement about the grand jury's secret work. I'm Norman Hall.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is heading to Kyiv early Tuesday for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Japan's public television, NHK, showed Kishida riding a train from Poland heading to Kyiv. And Kishida's surprise trip to Ukraine comes just hours after he met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.